This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne. It is 6:37 this morning, live with the tag team.
It's Tuesday morning here at Joy 94.9.
Good to have you back, Hunter.
From New Zealand?
Oh, yes. I went on a very romantic trip to New Zealand that ended in, well, tragedy.
Wow. And we got you good. Dave and I were pranked you.
You pranked me. That's right.
We channeled our inner Ashton Kutcher.
I think the real prank, though, was having that photo uploaded of me where you could see my genitalia quite clearly through my tracksuit pants.
Yeah, free balling. That was brave on the slopes. No box for you.
If you needed a better reason to join our Facebook page, there it is right there.
Joy.org.au.
Oh, here he comes, folks. Stepping all the way across as professional men's netballer, Dave Sportsrap.
Thanks, Hunter. And if you're a big cricket fan, that I am as well. The Aussies are struggling over in Bangladesh. Now, Bangladesh, you wouldn't think is famous for playing cricket, but they are absolutely trouncing the Aussies at the moment, and they are in a very good position.
Good for you, Bangladesh.
Yeah, well done.
I mean, to be fair, I love Australia, but Bangladesh has had a rough time.
Yeah, they are, and they're back. AFL finals are set. Finally, the eight has been decided.
Woo-hoo!
Richmond Tigers and the Geelong Cats are the ones that finished off very, very strongly.
The Tigers.
But in sad news, and Hunter, you might want to touch on this because I think you participated in this yesterday. Melbourne missed out on the eight by a very, very minute percentage.
Minutia, 0.5%, I believe, Dave. As the stats man of sports rap.
You must be gutted.
I am gutted.
And the D's fan paid tribute by putting out their cheese boards.
That's right. I don't know if it was the D's fans putting out. I think it was probably the D's detractors. People that look at good men like myself and want to mock them.
Did Sandra put out her cheese board?
No, she didn't. But Sandra was at the match. So was my sister. I did get an invite. To the members section.
It's Melbourne though.
Everyone's in the members.
Yeah, true.
It's just a big members section.
And also, if you want an easy way to pocket $300 million, maybe participate in boxing. Floyd Mayweather defeated Conor McGregor. $300 million is what Floyd banked for it.
Wow.
Holy moly. Who are you backing, Harry, in the great fight? In the last song, these two just talked relentlessly about the fight.
I like how he's asking for our tip, but it happened on Sunday.
Oh, sorry. I mean, who are you backing?
I'm going to have a guess and say Floyd Mayweather.
I knew it was on.
Yeah, you knew it was on.
Floyd in the night for 10.
I went for Floyd.
Saturday night.
Look, don't get me wrong.
You were backing the Jessamyn abuser.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I hate both of them, but Floyd is the boxer.
Yeah, right. In the great battle, domestic abuser v. racist.
You had to get that out, didn't you, Hunter?
Yeah,
that
is love the truth. Boxing, guys. That was Sports Round.
Joy.org.au.
Am I a banker?
What have you done this week,
well,
Bank?
What I'm concerned about is the answer has been yes in every segment.
It has. Listen, we've probably played it 7 or 8 times, and you have had a full board of yeses.
Yeah, well done to you.
And I've got a feeling
there's more about you than the game.
I've got a feeling this might be another yes. Now, I've got a bit of an issue at work, and I'm probably within the workspace. Colleagues are, you know, they like to walk past my office and maybe glare into my office to see what I'm up to.
You're a popular guy.
Yeah, see what's on my screen.
So you're in a private office.
Private office.
Is it a glass box?
You can see through glass. People walking past can see through my glass.
You can see through glass. That's great.
That's it. So they can see what I'm doing. They can see what's on my screen.
Oh, they can see what's on your screen?
Kind of. If they get to the right angle and sort of
hover.
Yeah, hover around.
Right, but
what they're concerned about the most is I have a habit of putting my feet, legs up on the desk. And sort of really, you know, leaning back on the chair.
Leaning, very, very tight, a lot of privilege.
Yeah, sitting back. Yeah, yeah. I've normally got the headphones in, so I'm normally talking to somebody. And sometimes I'll have the hands on the back
disgusting.
Of the head.
Disgusting.
But you know what? It's about, surely the workplace is about comfort. Surely we've passed the stage where you need to be sitting upright, typing a million words an
hour. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, a million words an hour. Yeah,
that's
you're absolutely right.
Hey, you haven't seen him. They even call him Sticky Fingers. They call him down at work. He's
Joy.org.au.
Season finale last night.
Oh, it was the finale.
Of GOT. Game of
GOT. You've got to see it. They should use that as the tagline for next season.
Like it. How many seasons is it now?
Seven.
Okay, seven done.
And am I right in thinking the next season is the very last season?
The very, very last.
And how long until it's back?
2019.
Ooh, that sounds far away, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah. Just a quick question. I know I'm not a big fan of it, but
you are a banker.
Was Ed Sheeran in the whole series? Or
no, just the first act.
Just the first act.
Singing along, you are.
I'm a little as a dragon tamer.
Yeah.
He tamed the dragons with his lute. With his lute, yeah.
And that's a guitar.
Come, fiery breath, come sit with me. We'll sit around the peppercorn tree.
Peppercorn tree.
That's what he sung.
It's great. So last night, so every Monday, we've been going over to a friend's house and watching it on their projector.
Love it, yes.
And we've been getting over there a little early, getting food, and then watching it. There's been...
themed food or just traditional?
Just traditional. Just traditional Thai food.
The ancient land of Thailand food.
So there's been, you know, a consistent, like, maybe 10 to 15 people every week getting there. But last night, we all dressed up.
Oh,
I like it.
We all dressed up. And I've popped a picture on the socials.
Yeah, who'd you come as? Molly Smiles, you Welsh clown?
Right. You and me are going to Fallout.
You mean Game of Thrones costumes. I thought maybe... Well, it's just maybe come as
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, popped my clown nose on, did a bit of mime.
I imagine all Harry's friends being like, come as Game of Thrones, and Harry going, do you mind if I come as Molly Smiles?
Yeah.
I need the practice. But what we've been doing is our friend Miles every week has been doing a recap, but last night we did an IRL cap.
Oh.
So, and because we were all dressed up as the characters, as he told it, we reenacted the scenes.
Great. Into sports.
Yes.
Yes, Holly would have loved that.
Yeah, she's absent from that, but it was amazing. And guys, I dressed up as Jon Snow, so I had to have a beard. It was liberating.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did everybody get into it?
Give us a look at your photo. Give us a look at your photo. Yeah, have a look at the Facebook.
Did everybody get into
you
it,
look
Harry?
Good. You look like Bill Bailey. Remember Bill Bailey, the comedian?
Oh, see, I thought that I was going to be a bit too Russell Brand.
Oh, no.
Because there was danger of that.
No, Russell Brand. Definitely Bill Bailey.
Thank you very much.
That's very good. I like it.
But what I did as well, guys, is a little secret for you, is I popped some socks down my jocks.
Oh, that is a good secret for us.
joy.org.au.
It's a special time in history because we are looking down the barrel of our non-binding, non-compulsory marriage equality postal vote. And here at the Tay Team, we have been dosing out little challenges each week to help us get across the line.
We have. The first challenge was to get out of our bubble and hit up three people that we wouldn't normally associate with but would probably be voting.
Yep.
And just to reach out and say, hey, what are you thinking? What's happening?
Yeah, have you enrolled?
Yeah.
Update.
Yeah.
So when I got back from the snow, guys, I thought, oh, I better do a bit more, better report in.
Yeah.
So I tried to think of some people that were young and that maybe had moved house because I thought that was when you'd need to register.
Great idea.
And I realised that I'm living next door to a house full of very young, very cool straight people. And I reckon, you know, I'm thinking they wouldn't have updated.
Prime target.
So I thought, I'm going to go and knock on the door. But instead of doing it, I just sat there and stressed about it for about 4 hours.
Okay.
Right?
You put it on the social media. I wished you good luck over social media.
Yeah, that's right. Because I thought, the first things first, you've got to get the attention.
Yes.
Okay, you've got to get the attention and then you have to do it.
I like it.
But as fate would have it, they all left the house at a certain point to go and get brunch. And so I didn't have to knock on the door at all. I just screamed at them from my window.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were quite shocked.
Well, like a, oi!
Were you upstairs or something? Or you like...
My Belco. So I'm in a terrace. Sorry for bragging. And so like I was out on the Belco. I was like, yoo-hoo! And they were like, what? I said, hey guys, have you updated your addresses? And they were like, oh yeah, we have. And I was like, well, that's bloody marvelous. And then they came over and I said, oh, just checking. I've been meaning to come and knock on the door. And they're like, yeah, we've updated. Does that mean, are you going to put us on the radio?
joy.org.au.
This week's challenge, guys, is to register yourself at yes.org.au, which is the new website that's sort of bringing together all the arms of the campaign. And you can sign up, register your skills, and then they can get in contact, or you can organise your own sort of phone banks and that sort of thing.
Oh, very cool. Yes.
And I reckon in the future we might do a tag team phone event.
Yes.
Or you can all come in and we'll dick around to Harry's house and get on the landline.
Yeah, pop around and we'll do it and we'll all sit there and we'll just, it'll be like the Hillary campaign. But it's us in Melbourne for yes.
Yes, and hopefully a little more successful. Oh, yeah,
that's right.
So more like the Trump campaign.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll be like the Trump campaign. Yeah.
This might be our last week on Joy. Yeah. Next year.
Make Australia gay again.
Yeah, that's right. Now, guys, last time that we spoke, I was in New Zealand. You guys gave me a call on the slopes, and I was living the life, to be honest. It was beautiful. The sun was shining. I went over to New Zealand with Reed, who's from New Zealand, so he was showing me the motherland. Oh, yeah. And we couldn't have been more smug. We were skiing around the slopes. You know, we went for a drink, continued skiing. It was really going. It couldn't have gone better.
And I just want our listeners to know, you are very good at skiing.
Oh, I appreciate that, Harry. Yes,
but you are very good at skiing.
Yeah, just new to it.
Yeah.
But I've taken it like a fish to water.
It sounds like a massive successful trip. Everything went smoothly.
It was. End of topic.
But
unfortunately, there was an enormous tragedy on the slopes, and it did involve me and my beautiful head.
Oh, yeah.
So picture this, guys. Reed and I, we're skiing down the mountain, and we're sort of crisscrossing over one another.
Oh,
you know,
beautiful. Shooping away.
Yeah. It was just divine. Until...
Are we still talking about skiing?
Yes.
Okay.
Until we skied full pelt. Directly into each other and smashed into each other. All I remember is seeing his face looking quite distressed just before I like plowed through him.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, we're both on the ground, legs akimbo, skis down the mountain, and I can hear Reed laughing, like cackling, because we were embarrassed.
You know,
he was embarrassed. But I couldn't really laugh because there was like, I knew something was wrong, but I couldn't articulate what was wrong. And then he skied over to me and I said, "What country are we in?" Yes. He was like, "What?" I said, "I don't know what country we're in. What country are we in?"
No.
And I was like, "Oh, I think you've got a head injury." And then I looked at him and said, "Is my friend Gary here?"
Who's
like,
Gary?
No, your friend Gary's not here. And I was like, "What happened to me?" What happened to me? And then I saw his face go from like, "Ah, love me, to like, deeply disturbed. And then we had to ski off to like an emergency point, and then they had to send in a snow ambulance for me.
Oh.
Like a ski skidoo thing.
Yeah.
How was that?
I can't remember it. I'm so disappointed. I've seen the photos.
I'm sure your friend Gary does.
Yeah. The photos, I'm so disappointed because it would have been so fun to fang around on a skidoo. All I remember is at one point the woman in front of me leaning so far over that she nearly tipped because she had, you know, 100 kilos dead weight behind her. So then I get to the hospital and they were like, "All right," so they did some nerve testing and then they're like, "Okay, we need you to remember a word. The word is broccoli." And they, you know, dicked around for a bit. And then she was like, "What was the word?" And I was like, "Couldn't tell you." I don't remember there was a word.
Oh,
game.
My God. That's
a
thing.
Good whack.
Yeah, the whole thing was gone. Then I did get it eventually. She gave me a lot of clues. It's a vegetable. It's green. Starts with B. I'm like, broccoli.
Yeah, broccoli.
Just a process of elimination.
Broccolini. Just a process of elimination.
Yeah, broccolini. Really, I'm from Melbourne.
So I'd smash into Reed. He put me on the ambulance.
Yeah.
But he had to make MOW, make own way, to the hospital. So he took the lifts and stuff. So it took about 15 minutes. And while he wasn't there, I text him being like, "Oh, bad news, babe. I've had an accident."
Oh, this is
I'm at the snow. I've had a crash. I'm at the hospital. You're going to have to MOW here. And he was like, yeah, I'm across all that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hunter, it's like proper.
Yeah, it was proper. But the good news is that the doctors did say to Reed, we're quite worried about him because he's been clearly knocked around, but he's still very funny.
I knew the story had to benefit you somehow.
We had to listen to all that for him to get to that bit. That's all of that was.
Joy.org.au.
The big news is that Harry and I are doing a live show.
Yay!
This is not a live show right now?
This is a live radio show.
Okay, what are you doing? Tell us about it. What's happening?
We are doing Harry and Hunter Reluctantly Live.
Yes, and we couldn't be more enthusiastic about our reluctancy.
We really are. We've committed. We're going to do it. People have been saying to us for years, "When are you going to do a show together? When are you going to do it?" Well, do you know what? We listen.
And what can people expect from this show?
Oh,
I'll be there. I know that. I've got my tickets already.
I mean, the minute we write it, babe, you'll be the first to know what's in it.
But
it's stand-up primarily,
It's stand-up, yeah. We're going to do sort of 20 minutes each.
Yeah, a bit of Harry, a bit of Hunter.
And then we're going to do some bits together in the middle.
Yeah, maybe a bit of Nan Talk, we thought.
Okay. Yeah.
Nan Talk's down there. So the show is from the 23rd of September through to the 28th of September. So it's five nights of
five food. Massive nights.
It's right here on in the city. Right here in the city in Melbourne. So you can get the tickets by jumping on our Facebook page. If you go to the tag team on Joy, we've just recently shared the event. So get along, RSVP.
Yeah, it's in the city. It's perfect location. You can have a bit of dinner before. Come and see us.
Yeah.
We'll probably mingle with you afterwards.
Yeah.
We probably will.
Yeah.
We'll probably come, say good day. Hunter's mad for it.
Mad for it. Love a chat. This is a bit like we're doing an interview. Have you got any more interview questions for us? Like if someone's in there flogging their play or something.
Yeah. What would you say to us?
What was your motivation behind getting back on stage?
Oh, the attention.
Yeah.
What
moment did you guys get back together and think, when did the idea, when did it spark?
It started in clown school and I bullied Hunter into doing it.
It did, yeah. So that's a good point, actually. It will all be mine.
And have you done shows together before?
No.
Separately.
I've never done a show with anyone before.
Yeah,
always been solo. So let's see how we go. I'm known for my share.
So jump on our Facebook page if you want to get tickets. I'll be there in the back row heckling all night. So if you want to join me in the back row heckling Hunter and Harry all night.
What night are you going to come?
I think I might come the first night, the opening night, because it's normally your worst performance. So
well, yeah, that's right, it is. And we're opening on a Saturday night, guys. So if you want to go over open night, you'll get to see Dave in the flesh. We thought about calling it the Tag Team Live, but we thought then we'd just have to sit Dave up the back of the stage.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you'd have to be there.
It's like, what's the granny, that, what's that third?
Oh, see, Dave giving his little preview to what his material will be on the night.
Oh, I'm going to joke, actually. Can I do a bit of a last-minute audition? My family...
Get your feet off the table.
My family manufacture clown shoes. Do you want me to say that joke again or not?
Yeah, come on, give us a punchline.
It's no small feat.
All right, there it is.
That's why.
It's Harry and Hunter reluctantly live from the 23rd of September to the 28th of September. Jump in our Facebook for a link to tickets. We'll see you there.
Joy.org.au.
Nan Talk. And a very special episode of Nan Talk today because, Dave, you don't have a Nan, but you're going to get on board today.
Yeah, so last night it was a 3-year anniversary since my Nan's passing, which is quite, it can be a sad moment, but
Absolutely.
Also a very happy moment because it was always great to spend time with my Nan.
So did you do a thing?
What we do every year, it's been 3 years now, but we eat, a deep-fried chicken dish from a fast food chain.
Right, so you go to the shop.
I know, we get it inside, get in the lounge room and really go for it. But,
it'd be a bit weird sitting around remembering Nan in the shop.
Yeah, but that was one of Nan's favourite meals. She used to love a good, slice of chicken.
Really?
Yeah.
What, with the gravy and mash?
Yeah, she used to love all that.
That's a pretty cool thing for Nan to
do. Anything high in sodium, my Nan loved. Love. She used to put extra salt on the chicken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wonder why she's not with us anymore.
Go on.
Yeah, so, and also I try and spend, I didn't do it last night, but I try and spend at some stage during the week watching Poirot. Do we have to have this argument every time I mention this?
Yeah, because he wants to
talk about Poirot.
Yeah, Poirot. But I used to spend a lot of time watching Poirot and many other murder mysteries with my Nan.
Are you saying that Dave's dead grandma was saying it wrong, Harry? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I can educate beyond the grave.
Do you know, that's quite funny because the only time I've ever eaten that particular chicken fast food was with my Nan too. So the one time I've had it.
Maybe it's the Nan.
Never went back. Yeah, it must be Nan's. They're mad for the sodium.
My grandma, Lil, we went to get a foot-long sandwich once, and she tried to order hot chips.
Oh, that's cute.
I was like, no. She's like, yeah, but crisps aren't going to fill me.
No, it's a cookie or nothing, Will. Yeah. All right, so I spoke to Mon this week. She's not happy because she's kind of cracked it, actually, because neither of her sons have visited her in a long time. I'm talking a long time. So that's my dad, who lives in Nimbin, so that's far away.
Yeah, yeah.
And my uncle, who just lives in Melbourne, not visited for a long time. And I reckon she's angling for me to call them and put the hard word on them.
Really?
What do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
Ring Glenn. What's going on?
I can ring my dad, but I can't ring my uncle. Like, we don't talk on the phone.
You know
what I mean? Like, I see him once every couple of years. This is going to be an awful conversation.
Okay, this is my tactic. You've got to speak to your dad, and your dad's got to speak to his brother.
But my dad can't speak to him because my dad's even worse than the brother. You know what I mean? It's an awkward situation. I don't know what to do.
What about your grandfather? Can he ring the boys?
No.
No?
No, that's not an option. We can't really explain why. It's just how family
is. Is your dad still sitting on the Nimbin beach with the sarong on?
The what beach, sorry?
The sarong.
Yes, he is.
Can I say it?
Absolutely.
What's wrong with
that's
that?
That's right. That's catchphrase. And then, of course, I've been skiing, had a head injury in New Zealand. I rang Nan to tell her. She just cannot fathom, absolutely boggles the mind that somebody would choose to go skiing. She was asking me, like, why'd you do that? Why did you have to do that? As though I was contractually obliged to do it somehow.
Really?
Yeah, she just didn't understand it at all.
She doesn't understand.
I was on the phone to my granddad last night and he was telling me that I don't have to go overseas anymore. He's like, you've got to get a deposit on a house. You've got to get a deposit on a house. I said, well, I could, but I want to go overseas still. I still want to spend my money somewhere else.
No, you've done that.
He's telling me that. That's it.
You've done that.
You don't have to do it anymore.
No, it's all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, obligated. You spoken to Lorna this week or you had a week off?
Yeah, I've been bad.
You've been bad?
I've been bad this week. I haven't really spoken to her.
Why not?
Oh, you know when you just get a bit busy and every time I ring
you've
that,
not been working this week, babes. I'm not so busy.
Lashing out. I'm not gonna. Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't lashing out. I wasn't lashing out.
I've got to speak to her. And I think, oh God, I think I missed my grandfather's birthday on the weekend.
Oh no. That's why you can't call. You've got to wait till that's died down.
Yeah, I spoke to her Friday. I haven't spoken to her since. So I think.
Where do you think the birthday fell?
Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, right. So you got it. Yeah. No, give it a week. She'll forget.
Maybe so it's not Saturday or Sunday here in Australia yet.
Yes. They don't know that. She's never been to London.
Yeah, no. Well, I got some good news to tell her, so about us, Hunter.
Okay, that sounded a little more romantic than I think you intended. And I would cheer up.
Also leaving me out again. It's all right.
I guess that was their talk.
Oh, what are you saying, man?
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.